When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by Beauty Addicts for Beauty Addicts. We are your hosts. I am professional makeup artist Harriet Hadfield, and we have the wonderful unprofessional beauty junkie, Miss Lindsay Kelp.
Hello, that's me.
Oh, there's a lot to talk about today,
Lindsay. There's so much to talk about.
Yeah. We've had a bit of a double beautygasm. That sounds wrong.
But not
we've had a bit of, we haven't been doing anything that's unpodcastable. Although if we had, I'd like to think you'd all like congratulate us on that.
Yeah.
And be happy for us. But we haven't. We've had a bit of a beauty fest.
There's a lot of stuff on this
lives.
Table right now.
Yeah. We got carried away. And with that in mind, today's main feature is going to be things we are loving in beauty.
Yeah, favourites of sorts. I feel like there's been a lot of texting backwards and forwards this week, hasn't there, Lindsay? Have you tried this? Have you got that? I've just brought this. I've just brought that. And really, this table is looking very full, shall we say, with product.
It is. There's no room
there's
for
There's a lot
us.
Of loves. And I feel like we've got a real mix of price points as well,
yes,
to be fair. We've
yeah.
got some very high-end. We've got some very affordable. We've got some mid-range. We like to bring the balance. Let's say that. I like that. We
We're
like
objective.
To bring the balance. We're objective. /monsters.
Yeah, it's like if I'm by objective, you mean complete and utter monsters who spent all week texting. I'm like, Harry, I've got a Natasha Denona palette in my hand and I can get 15% off it if I buy it right now. Should I buy it? And I didn't. I didn't buy it and I'm so proud of myself.
But can I tell you guys the rest of that story?
No.
So I even sent her a message being like, well done, well done, walk away. And then she was like, yeah, I did really well. I did buy this though. And I was like, no, Lindsay.
Yeah, but the Natasha Denona palette was $165 and the thing that I bought was not $165. So I thought that
was
okay.
Yes, but it's like you couldn't go away empty handed, could you?
Technically I was, because the thing I bought online. Why are you doing this to me? Anyway,
you know it's real.
New news. It is real. New news. And then we'll get to the mess and joy of this table. So the first thing we want to talk about in new news is actually a news article. Some literal beauty news, if you can even believe it. I'm always fascinated to hear behind the scenes stuff, what's going on in the industry, like who's buying who, what's coming out, who's working where. And this was an article on Women's Wear Daily that was from Net-a-Porter, who was celebrating their fifth year in the beauty biz. They've been
Congrats.
Selling beauty products for 5 years. Yeah, well done, Net-a-Porter. You've had so much of my money. That's totally fine. And they posted this article about the different products that are sold in their different territories, which I always think is fascinating.
Yeah.
I love hearing what's bought where. So the big deal was what they sell the most of in each place. In New York, they sell most, their most common purchases are Diptyque candles. Because New York's smelly and dirty. I've lived there. You need your fancy candle. Two prefaces we should point out, it is Net-a-Porter purchase, obviously. So this
yes.
is very expensive. Potentially people with more money than sense, says me, who just...
Ooze on there regularly.
I love a good nosy around Net-a-Porter. I like to look at it for style inspiration.
Yeah.
And I've bought things from there when I've been like, seen it, can't find it anywhere else, and then done a small
Lindsay, I've got
afterwards.
To interrupt you because that NARS palette is far too near the edge and my OCD is just like ticking at me to be like, do not drop the NARS Erdem palette.
We are here for your beauty needs and your mental health needs. That's why
yes.
we're here, you guys.
Okay, so back to the new news.
So back to the Net-a-Porter. As I said, New York, they're selling a lot of Diptyque candles. They're also selling a lot of ingestible supplements and fancy serums, such as the Vintner's Daughter is one that mentioned here, coincidentally.
Remember this for later.
Yeah. They're also doing well with the face creams. The La Mer's are doing well. The Charlotte Tilbury Magic Cream is doing well. In London, they were big on skincare.
Yeah.
But the products that were doing well were about speed and results, which I thought was interesting. So
makes sense, I guess.
Yeah,
city life.
It's like we want a result right away, which is also a factor that's usually lumped in with millennials.
Yeah.
Because that's often a buying trend in millennials, that they want a product that delivers a result, that does something. They don't want to wait 6 weeks to see the result of something, hence the lifting, contouring and highlighting and actual face changing products. So it's interesting to think that luxury buying and millennial buying is now the same. Yeah. Look at me with my business brain. and then there's lots more information. So in England, supplement sales had surpassed the serum sales, which I
find fascinating. That really
surprised me, because I just can't imagine England going in for supplements, but I guess it is.
I guess so as well. You think how many like Holland and Barrett's we have now in England. True. When I actually think about it, I guess I have. And I know with clients when I've like been touring with them, they'll be like, oh, I always bring my echinacea, I always bring my magnesium.
Yeah.
So I guess we're probably thinking of it as like the tatty halo thing. Yes. That's what like comes to mind, where I'm like, actually,
in this instance it is, because the Net-a-Porter beauty products, they are specifically beauty supplements.
True.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. It's fascinating.
LA, you won't even believe it, Harry, but one of the biggest selling things in LA is crystal-infused skincare.
Of course it is.
We're so woo-woo.
Of course it is.
We're just a bunch of hippies over here.
We're wah-wah-woo-wee.
Yeah, we wah-woo-woo. And also Luxe Makeup, including Christian Louboutin. That was a big seller in LA.
That surprised me, because I thought the supplement would have been a very LA thing.
You see crystal stuff all over LA, like Moon Juice and all those sort of areas. And obviously it sort of emanates out of Venice and spreads beyond. We're super into our crystals and our supplements and our mindfulness and our well-being.
Yeah.
I think the Luxe Makeup is your Beverly Hills, West Hollywood.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Proper, Hollywood proper, do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I want my rose quartz by my bed, but I also want my $90 lipstick to put on when I put on my like Louboutins and put on my bandage dress and pick up my
I'm
Chanel.
Not a material girl, but I secretly am.
Yes. So I thought that was really, really interesting. The article is online if anyone wants to read it. You need a Women's Wear Daily subscription. But for me, I think that's a good one.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to get this actually, because every time you send me a link, I'm like, Lindsay, I don't have a password. I can't open it, so I'm like, I'm just gonna have to buy one, because it is really, really great articles
so much
on
good
there
information.
Actually, guys, so
like, it just
recommend.
Goes on, there's so much detail. Like one of the things that I found most interesting here is they're selling into Dubai now as well, and Texas and Dubai, they were saying about how they sell so many brushes and beauty blenders, because when you think about it, Texas and Dubai, both areas, it's a very finished look,
yes,
a very polished look.
Yeah,
I think that's fascinating that their buying trends for somewhere like Net-a-Porter still echoes the buying trends for everyone, you know? So I love that.
Yeah, definitely.
Interesting news. And congratulations, Net-a-Porter, on your 5th year in beauty business.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Yeah. Would it make you happier if I bought something from you to celebrate? I'm just
they should be giving us a cake, really.
Other new news. So we talked about the Kim and Mario palette actually on the last two episodes.
We did.
Because I had a boner for it and you had a boner for it. And it was just a
still
big old boner.
Yeah.
So a new collaboration launched on KKW Beauty this week, which is a makeup artist that people might not have heard of. But
I hadn't.
If people had watched the Lifetime show Glam Masters, as I did, I'm just going to point out we've been joined by a dog. First time on the show. First time on the show.
Not a cat.
We've been joined by a dog, not a cat. My cats are going to be furious when I get home.
Biggie Smalls.
Biggs, did you watch Glam Masters on Lifetime?
Tails wagging.
Yeah, you did. You like Laverne Cox? I know, she's beautiful. She's beautiful. Yes.
She has got great makeup.
Oh my God. I just want to look at her face. And that was one of my favorite things about Glam Masters. Like, she looks incredible in every episode. And every episode I would go on Twitter and be like, can someone tell me what makeup she is wearing this week? And no one ever could. And I think that was an oversight on the part of the show. But anyway, it was a America's Next Top Model type show for makeup artists. Laverne Cox was head judge. Mario was actually on there too. Candy Johnson was on there. And then Zanna Rossi Roberts. Roberts
Rossi.
Was it on
Netflix or was it like an E thing?
No, it was on Lifetime.
Oh, Lifetime.
So it was on
You did
cables.
Say my love, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
the dog distracted me.
Well, and how could he not? Because he's the goodest boy.
The tough loving!
As we've established. But yes, I loved it. I got really involved. I got far too involved, quite frankly, because then when it got down to the last episode, I was getting dead angsty and nervous about who was going to win.
I'll do that with MasterChef.
Yeah, no, it's hard. And I don't want to spoil it, but I am going to spoil it. So because the product is out and I have to tell you about the product. I guess I don't. But then by the time you go to the website, you're going to see the name of the person
Pause
that won.
Pause now. If you haven't watched it, go and watch it and then come back. Yeah. You've been warned.
Or I'll just say his name one time. I said it to him. I just say his name once and then you can skip 15 seconds ahead. So the winner was Arjenis, and I loved his makeup. And the final challenge was they had to come up with a color, a makeup look that represented them as an artist. And then they had to pitch that look to people, to the panel. And then the winner would have a product made based on that.
Wow,
look.
That's quite a prize.
Yeah, that was one of the prizes. Yeah. And it was a collaboration with Kim. And then they would get to make over Kim and do a video with her and put it on her website and everything. So the winner came up with these color crayons. So they're longwear color crayons. ostensibly for the eyes, but I've seen them used all over the face.
Yeah.
They look stunning. Obviously, there is no shortage of long wear colour crayons out in the market. But
we do love them.
We love them. They're so versatile. I obviously have ordered them because I am me. There's a black, there's a copper, there's a gold, there's a burgundy, and there's a blue. So I think there were five, yeah. And I ordered all of them except for the blue because it's basically a very similar blue to what was in the Mario palette.
Yeah.
So the two would actually work beautifully together, but I know I'm not going to use them that much.
Yeah.
So I bought the black because my Pat McGrath black coal shadow stick has dried up and run out, so I was in the market for a new one, so that worked out nicely
legit.
For me. Thank you guys. The pale gold because I know I'll use it a lot.
Yeah.
The copper because I know I'll use it a lot.
Copper.
And the burgundy I just haven't seen before.
Oh, especially on your blue eyes.
Yeah,
that
it's
looks
like a
incredible.
Gorgeous matte burgundy. I feel like I'm making up these colors. Definitely not the burgundy. But I've ordered them, they're on their way. I can't tell you anything more about them until we get them, but for
that's
new
exciting.
News we all know how quickly these collaborations sell out.
Yeah,
so do check them out. I have not made up the colors. I was accurate on the colors. They're all still in stock, so get your mitts on them now. It's KKW Beauty. It's the first thing on the website. I'm not going to say his name again because I don't want to spoil it, but they were corkers.
So another new launch we have is from Giorgio Armani. I feel like they haven't done like a very big exciting launch for a while.
No, and this has been very quiet. This has been very under the radar. I just happened to see it.
Well, and you brought this to my attention. This is the Neo Nude line. So this is complete your no makeup makeup look with effortless glow. So I think these are aimed at people who want that kind of healthy glow. No makeup. You can never say no makeup makeup look several times. So it's all about enhancements, colors, you know, very subtle soft pigments. We've got some lip products in it, we've got some lip balms, there's a Neo Nude compact, there is the A line.
Oh,
that's
liquids.
The cream products, isn't
these
it?
Are giving me such a boner. So these really it's an interesting, after we were talking about the Perricone MD no makeup makeup last week, I think these, they really speak to that no makeup makeup look.
Yeah,
you know, much like the Perricone MDs, I would say these are a little higher priced, but not tremendously higher priced because they're not cheap as it is. And this is Armani, so you're expecting it to be premium price. There are a couple of highlighters. There's a couple of cheek tint colors, and there's a couple of liquid contours, which I thought was really interesting.
Very exciting.
But they look stunning.
Yeah, really pretty.
So we'll definitely be keeping an eye out for that. But they are in store
already. Yeah,
in
so
the States.
Get your mitts on
keep
them.
Your eyes out for those puppies. Oh, sorry, I get packaging excitement. I know we've talked about packaging.
No,
endlessly.
I do still. It's a big part of it.
Yeah, and
like it's not
Armani
all of it,
always does
but
it
it's a
me.
Big part of it.
Yeah, it's like
sex in a marriage.
She said it, not me. I'm not married. We'd point out who amongst us here is married and it's not
You're
me.
You're not right. It's very important.
The next launch that we have is Laura Mercier Summer Collection, which is the Viva Cuba Collection.
Nice. Ooh. So I'm imagining lots of bronzy, sort of nice.
Bright colours. I'm super into these really limited edited summer collections.
Oh, me too. That's literally...
I am so happy. Yeah. That Armani collection was three SKUs with a bunch of different colours in each one, but it's only three
Very
products.
Limited, very edited.
Yeah. This Laura Mercier, there's a couple of, like, there's the glow drops, which, you know, everyone's doing a glow drop now.
Yeah.
There's two bronzers, two powder bronzers. There are three brand new Velour Extreme matte lipsticks. Obviously, these have been hugely successful. Mm. Everyone has been talking about them.
I got my hands on fire finally.
Yay!
Woo!
I know, it's still been a nightmare. So many people on our Facebook group have been saying how they're still struggling to get hold of it.
If you're in LA, go to Naimi's. They had them.
There you go. That's a top tip for a makeup artist herself. Professional makeup artist, Harriet Hadfield.
Esquire.
Difficult eyes. But yes, there are three new colours. There's like a corally orange colour.
Oh, nice.
There's a almost neon fuchsia pink.
Yeah, that's nice. Very blue tone,
burgundy.
But lovely.
Yeah.
Quite 80s, like an 80s pink.
Yeah,
I like
actually,
it.
They're all a bit 80s. They do.
Yeah,
they're very
I like
pretty.
It.
But I like them a lot. It's, you know, inspired by the bright, juicy colours of Havana. Of
Sounds
Cuba.
Good.
I'm into it.
Makes you want a margarita.
Yeah. It's another one I think is going to sell out. So if you're interested.
And I think the Velour Extreme matte lipsticks are a great formula, guys, if you're looking for a really beautiful matte lipstick. Again, they wind up, so no sharpener, non-messy. And I think the colours across that whole Extreme Velour line are brilliant. So definitely one to check out.
Newness from Hourglass. We love Hourglass so much. And there's two new products. Two of them. Count
so
them
exciting.
Two. There is a loose powder.
Ooh.
I know.
This is much needed.
Yes. And then the veil retouching fluid. So veil retouching fluid first. It's in States already. It's available on Sephora, sephora.com. So there are 6 shades, which seems like not a lot. Because at the first glance, it seems like this is going to be a concealer.
I thought it was a concealer, yes. And then we read the...
When you say, you know, veil, yes, retouching fluid, you think, concealer, $34.
Or like a highlighting pen of some,
yeah,
kind.
Yeah, and it's like got a doe foot applicator. It's in a tube.
You'd be forgiven for thinking it was a concealer.
You'd be forgiven for thinking it's a concealer. But my feeling here is, much like the Charlotte Tilbury Hollywood Flawless Filter, you'd be forgiven for getting it wrong because it's confusing. And God knows I got that wrong because it was confusing, but now I love it and I wouldn't want to be without it. This is not the same. We don't know because we don't have it and it is confusing. What we do know is that what it isn't, and it isn't a concealer. What it says it is our concealer's best friend. So it's a radiance complexion enhancer.
Interesting.
Which I feel is wording and terminology we're hearing more and more often. There's the Bare Minerals, yes, complexion enhancer. As we've said, there's the Charlotte Tilbury Flawless Filter, yeah, which is a complexion enhancer. It's unclear because there aren't very great directions on this as to how and where to use it.
I think because it's quite new still.
Yeah, it just says apply on the face for illumination, light hydration, sheer coverage, which is what Flawless Filter says.
Yeah. I'm fascinated to see the texture because if this is going to be highly shimmery, I wouldn't want to put it under my eyes. So yeah. I'm interested by the illumination, how that pigment's going to work.
And
so,
also, we're adding another product into routines, and this always makes me slightly wary because are we telling women it's another thing they have to have?
Yeah.
You know, like this is another product.
Does it become marketing spiel?
Your primer, your foundation, yeah, your concealer, your highlighter, your contour. And now it's like, now I need a, yeah, Radiance Highlighter Retoucher. So I'm curious. I'm definitely going to check it out. I love Hourglass. I don't think they would steer us wrong.
No. And they bring out very limited launches also. I find, yeah, Hourglass don't do kind of multi-month launches,
no, exactly,
which I like. They're very edited
with
their selection.
And I don't think they put something out for the sake of putting something out. So I'm hoping this isn't the case with that. I'm, yeah, really hoping that it is something awesome that we need, and that will be, you know, like I didn't know I needed the ambient powders until I got the ambient powders. Yeah. So I think they do a really good job of fulfilling a need that I didn't know existed rather, yeah, than, I'm losing my voice again, rather than creating a product for the sake of creating a product. So I'm, yeah, excited by it.
Yeah.
I'm just very,
we'll let you know,
curious. The translucent setting powder, or the veil translucent setting powder, to give it its full and proper name, is just that. It's a translucent setting powder. It's 60. It's £36 in the UK, which I don't think is bad at all for a setting powder. As you can imagine, it's all the fancy words in the press release that you want,
yes,
to see, you know, like finely milled, ultra thin, yeah, blah, 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 wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. This is on its way to us. So we will be testing this out before the next episode.
Yeah.
I am really excited. I love a loose powder because I get quite greasy in my T-zone.
Yeah.
I do love to set with a loose powder. I'm not much of a baker.
No, I'm not a baker, but I do. I know what you mean, especially when I'm working on someone, if it's a look that's going to last a long time,
yes,
or I know someone's got very oily skin. For me, a loose powder is kind of my go-to. And I,
yep,
often do like loose powder under the eyes. I find it does have that really kind of thin, literally the veil, you,
yes,
know, to quote them, which is what I'm looking for to kind of set concealer. But I use very, very little loose powder. So I'm interested.
Yeah, I'm excited to try this. So, as soon as we get those, hopefully we'll have those by next episode, we'll be able to,
yeah,
give you full and proper reviews. But I do think it's going to be exciting,
yeah,
because I don't think they mess about with powders.
I have a high, yes, me
you
too
know?
I have high hopes for this.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
And speaking of powders, there is also a second loose powder newly on the market. Now this one I have had my mitts in. Another well-edited, super curated summer collection, Marc Jacobs Beauty. I know, Harry is
that
seeing it and having a small cry. So it's 4 products, which I think is amazing. It's the Coconut Collection.
Shall I just buy it on Lindsay's phone while she's not looking?
Yeah.
Send it
I've
to
got
my
an
house.
Account on that website too. So like you would have it and I would never know until I did my taxes next year. And then I'd probably just be like, I don't even remember buying that. And then my accountant would give me a telling
already.
Off for the second year. I've ordered it. Yeah. Marc Jacobs Coconut Collection. There is the Omega Bronzer in Coconut Perfect Tan, which is $49. That palette is huge.
It is, and I do like Marc Jacobs bronzers.
Yes,
I think
too.
They're really, really good, actually.
And I don't love a bronzer, but if I use it, I use my Marc,
yeah,
Jacobs. I have last year's, when it was in, or the year before maybe, when it wasn't the coconut, but it was just,
yeah,
in the black palette. And it's huge. It will last me forever.
Yeah.
And I love it. There is a limited edition Dewdrops in Coconut Highlighter Fantasy. I have the original Dewdrops, which was a paler gold. This is a,
yeah,
rose tone.
Ooh, perfect
The bottle
for you.
Is huge. I will never get through the one that I,
yeah,
have. I mix it into body lotion. I mix it every, because it's so huge. There's no point saving it for my face. I will be like, you'll be rubbing it on me in my coffin, being like, she's not lit. And then like, there's that much in the bottle. So for $44, it's a huge amount of product. And I do, again, I think it's gorgeous consistency. This color looks stunning. There is the limited edition iconic multi-finish eyeshadow palette.
Want it.
Infantasine. Yeah, we talked endlessly about these palettes. They
are a lot of nice browns in there.
Fantastic. It's already brown sunsetty colors. Absolutely gorgeous. And then the setting powder, which I did get to have a play with a couple of days ago. Now, it's a small pot for $44.
Okay.
For me, I thought it was much smaller than I'd anticipated, especially given how generously sized the bronzer and the dewdrops are.
Yeah.
But it is like powder.
Silk.
It's like, yeah, it's like, I'm trying to explain it and I'm having a really hard time. It's like cream. It's so finely milled. It's like, you know when you go to the sand? You know when you go to the beach and the sand is like talcum powder because it's that fine? Yeah. It's like that. It's insane how finely milled it is. Yes, it's translucent.
Yeah.
But it comes with, like, there's an inbuilt sifter into the lid.
Nice.
And it's like a super, super fine mesh. So it's not the holes, like it is sifted. So it comes out and it's like perfectly fine, perfect to wear.
Nice.
I absolutely love it. It smells amazing. It feels amazing. It melts into your skin. Again, this is not one for the old baking because you can't pack it on and then dust it off.
Yeah.
It just melts into your face.
That's right up my street.
Absolutely stunning. And between that and the hourglass, I'm going to have a powder party.
Yep, why not?
And B, I'm not going to know what to do with myself. I'm going to be the mattest matte girl that ever did live by the time I'm finished.
With that sexy robot highlighter.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
The juxtaposition.
I'm very excited.
I'm excited for you.
But yeah, I'm excited about all those launches. I think these are...
some good ones in there.
Yeah, I just... and we've talked before about launch fatigue. And I think a lot of it is when they're not well thought out or when there's a million
SKUs. For the sake of being a launch.
Yeah, and this just all seems really sensible and cohesive. And I'm really excited about all of them.
Definitely. I mean, I think like it's one of those things with makeup and beauty in general. There are phases where it can be really exciting to other people. I'm like, no, it's just not for me. And I think it just depends what floats your boat. Like there is that feeling of like, as soon as I see more of these kind of cream formulations coming out, long wearing formulas that still look like skin, I get super excited. So the Giorgio Armani one, can't wait to get my mitts on. Very excited for that Marc Jacobs as well.
Yeah. I mean, even I'm going to actually talk about a couple of the products that I loved in the next segment, but even the Too Faced Life's a Festival collection, when that came out, I wanted to do a small cry, and not because the products weren't great. I'm sure they were. A couple of them are because I have them here with me. But I was like, oh my God, another Unicorn Festival collection. Yeah. They're doing this for the sake of doing this. Like,
I'm over mermaids.
Coachella season. Yeah. Let's put out a load of bright unicorn nonsense. And just a lot of it was also repackaged stuff that had been before.
Yeah.
And I was like, come on, like, can we have some originality? Can we do stuff for the sake of, not to the sake of doing it, but do it because it's good. Have some thought put into things.
Yeah.
And all of those launches we've just talked about, I think, are that exactly. Which leads us nicely onto our main feature. Things we love.
I know, we were talking on the phone. We were like, okay, right, we need to get ready for the next podcast. And we were just been saying, like, we've been texting each other so much this past 2 weeks. Lindsay's just thrown tea down herself on her boob.
I'm gonna dab it off because we're going for a drink after. And I've got a white t-shirt on, you guys.
Oh no.
So I'm gonna let Harry hold this
it out
for a
style
minute.
It out. I'm back in the room. Okay, so while Lindsay touches up her boob, I am going to explain the feature. So like Lindsay said, we are talking today purely about our favorite. There have been so many. I don't know what Lindsay's done to me. She's made me a makeup monster. Yay! I know it's my job, but I honestly think sometimes I forget to love things for myself. It becomes all about my kit and doing it on other people. And I really have just had a Lindsay Kelk moment. So kudos to you.
I feel really proud of myself. She says, cleaning her white t-shirt and her boob.
It's all good. The t-shirt is salvaged. Everything's okay. We've got lots to show you. Like I said, a mix of price points as well. Some high-end, some more drugstore, and definitely a couple kind of in the middle there. She's back.
And we've got a white t-shirt contest.
And we've got a white t-shirt.
Mix things up
wet
as well now.
A wet white t-shirt contest.
I've lost my mind. Primark's finest, and I've just, first time I've worn it.
That's so lovely. Is that from Primark?
Primark. Like £4 or something when I was home.
Love that.
Yeah. Well, I was there. Shockingly enough,
for makeup.
And I ended up buying a couple of t-shirts. But that, again, I'm loving a segue today.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bunch of the things that I've brought with me, I was surprised. I was going through the stuff I've been using a lot recently, and I was really surprised at how much of it was what I would consider bargain makeup, because I can be a bit of a beauty snob.
Yeah,
I love a bargain, but I love my high-end products. I like
There's
to feel fancy.
There's room for both in our lives.
Yeah, but there were just so many when I picked them up, the things that I've actually been using that were bargains or drugstore or, as I say, Primark. A ton of stuff from Primark.
Primark is bringing it at
the
minute.
They really are.
It really is.
And we've talked about this. Like, I'm so on the fence. I feel so awkward and weird about dupes. And we've done a whole episode on dupes. You can go back into our archives and you can listen to that. We'll link to it below in the show notes. And it's a tough one because I outside of this arena, I'm a content creator. I write books for a living. Like, I'm a content creator. I'm an author. I write books. So I live and die my own IP, you know? So if someone rips off my ideas, I obviously get very upset. So I fully understand when beauty companies come up with something and it gets ripped off, they get very upset, as they should. But then it's often done in a different, you know, in this case, this is really borderline, a lot of this stuff, and it's hard because it's done so much more cheaply. It's really, really hard when you see such a price difference, and you know that for some of these products, like this, so we're going to start with the Primark thing that I've been loving. This is the PHR, it's a hydrating highlighter stick. I think it was from the beauty fitness range, which we've talked about that too, the gym makeup stuff, which is ridiculous. It's a highlighting stick. It was £4. It's hefty.
Yeah.
It's a big old weighty product. It's 30 grams of product. It's a really beautiful light champagne gold tone shimmer stick. There's not a ton of glitter in it. It's very shimmery.
It's really
very,
nice.
Very beautiful.
It's a nice sheen.
But it is exactly the same as the Milk highlighter sticks. Like, and exactly the same. Now with this one, it's tough because Milk isn't available in the UK right now.
Yeah.
But it's coming to the UK. So when I saw it, and in my heart, I was like, oh, I want to compare it to my Milk stick, which obviously was like five times the price of this at £4. And I was like, I don't begrudge anyone in the UK buying this because they can't get hold of the original. Yeah. But then at the same time, I'm like, also it offers a different end of the price spectrum.
It's a very hard line to determine where you sit within this, because I know for me, I feel real mixed emotions, especially since we did the Dupes of Hazzard episode, because I feel what's happening now, same with fashion, same with pretty much everything. Mm-hmm. There's a trickle down of what starts as a high-end thing, all the other brands will kind of roll out. So when gel eyeliners in a pot were first a thing, everyone started doing them. And now we've got the kind of the cream liquid highlighters in a pot, you know, everyone's doing those. Sheet masks, everything kind of has a trickle down into, you know, the cheaper, more affordable price spectrum.
Yes.
And that is a good thing. And again, I find it a real moral dilemma, because there's been more so than ever, I think, in the past, would we say since this year? I feel like more so than ever this year.
For sure.
There have been some very identical dupes, copies.
Completely identical products.
And the problem is, guys, they're good. And I think I almost have a dilemma in, like I said, I feel like beauty should be accessible to everyone.
Yes.
And I think that's the argument for being like, I get why we have dupes. Again, ripping someone's idea off is never cool. But then also, especially within fashion and beauty, I do think to an extent, dare I say it, nothing's original. I kind of feel like there's this thing of everything coming back round. You know, a red lipstick has existed since the Egyptian times. Like, it's not like someone thought of a matte red lipstick. It's not like someone thought of a blue eyeshadow. And yes, obviously formulations will get more modern, things will progress, higher end ingredients become more affordable as, you know, time goes on. And I mean, I'm fascinated to see what you guys think, because I'm just being very honest. I find it a real moral dilemma. Again, I know that when I gift my sister perhaps a moisturizer that I've been given that isn't right for my skin, and, you know, I say, oh, this will be great for you. And she's like, oh, how much is it? I loved it. I'm going to buy another one. And I turn around and say it was 150 quid. She's like, well, I can't buy that.
No.
And it's a really tricky one. And I guess we're almost bringing it up at the beginning, because I think both of us feel like we've got, whether they are intentional or not is another thing, but I definitely feel like we've both sat here with some very affordable options that it's going to be hard not to compare them to more high-end stuff.
Yeah, and I think for the sake of this segment, we're taking our moral issue out of it.
Yeah.
Because it's the same thing. For me, my issue, my line is drawn when the packaging is identical. That's when I'm like, come on, you guys. Like, obviously a product's going to be inspired by a product's going to be similar to. When a product is is basically ripping off the packaging and trading on that product's good name. I personally don't like to use it. In for this instance, this is us telling you what products we've been using that we love.
And that are good.
Yeah, so we're not casting any judgment. We're not telling anyone that they should feel bad about buying something because it's being deemed a dupe by someone else. For this instance, we are not telling you what how you should feel about yourself. We're telling you what products we think are good. And this Superdrug highlighter stick is really good. I really loved it. Look, I mean, the coverage is stunning. You can build it up. You can sheer it out.
Yeah.
I think it's really beautiful. For £4, I couldn't believe it. There were a couple of others. They did a nude collection as well as the PHR collection. And I just thought it was fantastic. I really loved it. Also, while I was there, I picked up one of these PS Nude Iron Lip Gloss sticks, which I've been using as an eye gloss. I think it's stunning. Beautiful. I got the clear and I got the nude. They basically are exactly the same. but for an eye gloss, I don't want to spend a lot of money on an eye gloss.
No, it's like a trend piece,
isn't
it?
Yeah, it's such a trend piece. But it was great. It's very sticky. It does exactly what you want it to do. It doesn't move around. Mm. I could put it on top of colour. I could put colour on top of it. I thought it was great. And then try, what else have I got? Oh, so I also from Primark, just to wrap up the Primark, we talked about the K-pop range last episode. I also have the K-pop Afterglow liquid highlighter, which is gorgeous. I got the pale blue shade. I don't think it has a name. It doesn't have a name. It's just a pale blue Afterglow, but it's a pale blue sort of duochrome with a pink reflection to it. And it's very subtle. It's not a sexy robot, but it is a very come hither flirtatious robot. And I absolutely love it. I've been wearing it really, really often because I don't think you get that blue pink duochrome in a subtle version very often.
No, you're right. It becomes very glittery.
Yeah, because I've got the Cover Effects one, which I love, but it's blinding. Yeah, and it is. That's when I go full sexy robot. In fact, I think that's where we got sexy robot from was that Cover Effects blue. I can't remember what it's called, Aura or Halo.
Early days.
Yeah, early days. So this is a really nice high street subtle dupe of that. And then the last product I have from Primark. I'm too excited about this. I can't even cope about it.
Oh, so beautiful.
I showed Harry and we both did a small cry about how incredible it is.
Like possibly the most beautiful, affordable product. Like under, what was it, £3?
It was £3 or £4. I can't remember. Like either.
Yeah, under £5. I feel like, oh,
it's
very
lipstick.
Exciting.
It's a lipstick. It's in a fluted rose gold case that looks very reminiscent of the Charlotte Tilbury's.
But Rouge Allure Chanel pop-a-bit.
But
pop
with
it.
The Rouge Allure popper. So there's a button on the top and you press the button and then the lipstick pops out.
I mean, that
feels
like...
that was very high-pitched.
That feels like they
so
must have
excited.
Spent a lot of money on the packaging with that. Because to me, that looks nicer than some of my like MAC lipsticks.
Yeah, it's much nicer than a lot of my high-end lipsticks for this packaging. It's insane. So it was part of their Bride Tribe collection, which massively put me off, obviously, because I was like, oh, so it's not for me. But all it really meant was it was in a nice little cute packaging. And the idea was that there was one for bride and then there were ones
for bridesmaid. I just
want to
click it again.
I know. This is the shade Bouquet. I think there were three shades. Bouquet is the prettiest peachy pink. It's
Think Bitch
fairly,
Perfect.
Yes. It's, it's a bit pinkier because I get
actually,
on with it better because it's a bit pinkier. It's got it's got a really rancid vanilla scent to it that I cannot bear. But it does go away after a second, or my nose just stopped smelling it because it was like that, or cut my nose off my face. But it's really, really, really pretty. I've been wearing it a lot, and not just because the packaging makes me so happy. I just want to use it all the time.
Again,
it's
genuinely
fantastic.
That for me is like, you wouldn't know that wasn't a
no,
budget
wouldn't
option.
You think that was Estee Lauder?
I totally
or
would think that
Tilbury.
Cost you £25
easily. And I think that's fantastic. So if you're near a Primark, that is definitely my number one top pick, is these
Amazing.
Bride Tribe lipsticks. I just can't stop looking at it. It's so pretty.
So good.
It's so pretty. It's absolutely fantastic. What you got, Difficult Eyes? What you got?
So while we're on the line, like we said, we did highlight the talk about kind of dupes earlier. And like I said, there will be a couple of products in here that I think are definitely going to, I'm going to compare them to you
we're going to compare them to you,
to you,
our listeners.
You are lovely. This is lovely.
This lipstick compares to Jenny, who lives in Halifax.
We definitely have, like I said, quite a few pieces here that I feel like, you know, I can tell you what they're comparable to. Like we said, we'll try not to get too much into the whole
the
dupes,
politics of
good
duping.
Or bad. bad. Just the products we're sharing with you are good. So I have three pieces from ColourPop. I am having such a moment with ColourPop at the minute. I'm going to say it. It's one of the best things about living in America.
Yeah. Oh, no, it is. Like, legitimately.
Legitimately. Makes me
good
very
margaritas,
happy.
Buffalo wings, ColourPop.
And guac. All the guac you can
guac,
eat.
Guac, yeah. Cheap avocados. Yeah. Although that's LA specific.
True, but, that know. Is. So I have three pieces that I've been loving from ColourPop. I mean, there's loads I could tell you about. I think, to be fair, I haven't had a Duff one yet. I'm going to put it out there. The one that you guys, if you follow me on Instagram, you probably will have seen me showing it on my Insta stories, is the ColourPop. This is the Double Entendre palette. I believe this has been part of their collection for quite a while now. It's not particularly new. It is a mix of nude shades. You get 12 circular pans. You don't get a mirror in them, but I think for how light it is, that kind of goes in your favor. They're so affordable. It's ridiculous. The quality of the eyeshadows is amazing. The mattes are just as good as the shimmers. And I brought this because I felt like it was a good, cheaper alternative and easier to get hold of to an extent, obviously not here in the UK, sorry guys, to the KKW Mario palette, minus the blue shade. I feel like there's some really similar shimmers, and both palettes are lovely. I love the KKW one as well, but you know, you might be able to buy the blue singularly from MAC or from ColourPop, even they do a blue singularly, and I just thought there's colours in here that I think every skin tone, it flatters. I feel like it works with every eye colour and very, very easy to use.
That sort of metallic cocoa on the end there, yes, is cool in my name.
It's so beautiful. It's so and I feel there's a real buildability to the ColourPop formula as well, definitely with their pressed eyeshadows. Love the Super Shock. But then the other two that I brought, one won't surprise you because Lindsay's already mentioned it before. Oh, and I knew really so this good. Was like, I feel like you tried it for me. I feel like it's one of those, oh, your boob's dry and it looks good. Well done. Like,
oh, it's drying and I've not left a mark. Update on the wet t-shirt competition.
Update, yeah, no tea alert. back to ColourPop. So I did buy Uno Mask, the one that is the luxe lipstick with the little stars.
Gorgeous.
Pretty packaging. This one, again, like Lindsay said previously, does remind me of Charlotte Tilbury Bitch Perfect, but matter. It's more like if that was in the Matte Revolution formula. So loving that. And then the other thing, what else did I have? Oh, I remember.
I know what you've got.
I've been meaning to get my hands on these for ages, and I think we did talk about them very early on in the podcast.
Yes, but they first
all
launched.
Sold out. Mm-hmm. This is the ColourPop No Filter Concealer. I believe this was $7.
Yes, I want to say is. Six or seven.
Man, this is good. This is really good. I feel like this is what I was saying, guys. I feel like some of the cheaper brands now are really bringing the quality. It's not, you know, ripping stuff on and giving you Duff stuff that looks like a high end thing. They are really, you know, bringing the quality. And this is incredible. I got the shade medium 20. I want to say it came in at least, I'm sure it was over 20 shades. It could have even been like way more than that. I can't remember if it was 30. But there was a lot of shades.
There's
I remember
a lot,
there being
yeah, well, a ton. Yeah, and they added to it as
they
well,
added
I think,
to
from
it.
The original
I mean,
launch.
I brought, you know, a couple of the pales and the darker shades just to like have a mix to sort of see on the back of my hand. And they are great skin tones, like really just beautifully done. I find this less cakey than Shape Tape by Tarte. I find this actually dries down enough that for me personally, I don't have to powder it under my eye, which I love. It lasts, it sets in place. I can't believe how good it is for $7.
That's very exciting. I love that too. That makes me excited for when ColourPop start doing foundations.
That shit is gonna go down.
Yeah, because when that came out, I was like, oh, it won't be that good. You know, they're good at colors cheaper, yes, colors easier, it's easier to get it right, but it's so good.
I think as well, what's interesting is, you know, there's a lot of talk at the minute in the industry about inclusivity with shade ranges and stuff, and I find it amazing that ColourPop is such an affordable brand.
Yeah, and
yet even they can do it.
Yeah.
And I think that is really starting to set a precedent now for like the other brands as well. Yeah. So that's going to be interesting to see what that holds for the future.
Yeah. Good work, lads.
What you got?
Oh, I've got so much. I don't know where to start. So just because I mentioned it while I was talking about the Primark highlighter, I actually recently bought a couple of these Milk minis. So, you know, I
very
love a
cute
Sephora mini because, you know, I don't know if you know this, Harry, but I go on tour and I like to buy products for my tour. And Milk just brought out a couple of these minis. There's the sticks. There's a bunch of them now. So I've got the highlighter here, which is a blue toned, actually not dissimilar to the Primark one. It's a very silvery blue, but it's a lot more
intense. I love
intense.
How cute
it's
and small it
gorgeous
is.
And it's teeny tiny. tiny, but I will actually use it. I will never get to the bottom of one of these giant sticks, but I'm much happier to buy a mini at that size. They've also got minis of, there's a set right now in Sephora. I think it's $49, but it comes with a really nice makeup bag. It's got the watermelon serum stick in it, which I'm desperate to try because I love a solid product because you can travel with it. You don't have to put it in your hand luggage in the little bag and do a small cry at TSA when they try and take it off you. So I'm really excited to try that. The serum stick, there's the toner stick, the cleansing stick, and I think one of the little blush sticks is in there too. So I'm really into these minis. I love me a mini, and I love Milk. I wasn't sure about Milk when it first launched. Didn't get on with all the products, but I am super on board with it now. I love what they're doing. It feels genuinely innovative. And I just love having a play with their stuff.
Definitely, I second that. Fun and innovative, definitely. I use a lot of my pro kit, and there's different pieces that I love on myself as well. So next I have got, I'm going to mention these two together because I feel I've been wearing them together. So I have the Smashbox Photo Finish Primerizer, which is a primer and moisturizer in one. This has hyaluronic acid and niacinamide, if I said that right. I'm never sure if I said that right. But you say it a lot and I like
niacinamide.
It.
Niacinamide. I know, it's a fun one to say.
Niacinamide. So this obviously I've had a lot of love on YouTube. I feel like it's been doing the blogger rounds, and I just felt both as a makeup artist and out of sheer curiosity, I needed to try it. And, you know, my stance on primers is there's some great ones, there's some not so great ones, and there's definitely ones out there that do nothing. And for me, I feel I don't like anything. I want to say, I feel like this may even have silicone in it. I can correct that on Instagram or something if I'm wrong. But it feels like a serum. It really feels like you're putting a serum on your skin. And for me, I like to do all my morning skincare in the morning. When I've showered, I kind of do my Lixier in the shower. Then I get out, do my normal serum, moisturizer, etc. And then before I start doing my makeup, that can sometimes be like an hour later or whatever. So I do like to have something to put on my skin just to kind of prep it again and bring some life back to it and make everything else go on easier. And I have to say, this feels like skincare. It really does. I'm really, really into it. And the combo I've been enjoying it with is an actual new launch. This is the IT Cosmetics Bye Bye Foundation Full Coverage Moisturizer. So I feel like IT Cosmetics is one of those things that I think it's fair to say a lot of people love the CC cream.
Yes.
I know they brought out, was it called the dewy, what was it called? The highlightery one.
Illuminating version, I think.
Yes, which from what I've understood, I haven't tried it personally, but I know a lot of people said it's very shimmery.
It's just sparkle. It's the exact same product with a ton of sparkle in. I was in Sephora actually in Santa Monica with my friend because she'd used mine of the original and really liked it. And she was like, oh, I want to buy it before I go back to England because I think it was more difficult to get hold of there then. So we went to Sephora to get it, and the lady in Sephora, God bless her, was like, oh, I'm the IT expert, I'm the IT cosmetics like person for this store, so like let me talk you through it. And she was like, oh, I want this, but I'm looking at, now you have a radiant one and my skin's pretty dull and I have kids and I need something to perk me up, should I get it? And she was just like, oh my god, don't get it, it's the same thing, it's just full of mica. And that was the lady that worked there, and I don't want to get in trouble, but like that's a thing that happened.
Who shall name anonymous for the sake of keeping her job.
I didn't get
job.
Her name because I didn't want to be able to get her into trouble. I'm like, under torture, I wouldn't be able to give her up. But yeah, she said don't get it because it's the same thing, just full of glitter.
Yeah, I mean, I think this one has, because it's aimed at being a moisturizer with a lot of coverage, I like to use it as my fingers and a brush. I've done both and I like both. You've got your pump, normal kind of packaging as the normal IT Cosmetics foundations. And I just feel like this is the dewier version. Yep. I feel like this is the dewier version, guys, without crazy shimmering. So if you were hoping that's what the illuminating version was going to be, I think you'll get on well with this. It is SPF 50. So I feel like on days where I'm being rushed, like I said, often when I do my skincare in the morning, I probably will put an SPF on at some point after my shower regime.
Yeah.
But for extra good dose, especially when I'm out on location and outside in LA, I do like this has the SPF 50. It's UVA and UVB protection. And it lasts. So, you know, this was one that I went into trying. I tried this in Ulta and I was kind of playing with it in the shop and I was like, damn, that's good. And you know, when you go in with a no makeup day and you start like doing your whole face in Ulta and you're like, I'm gonna have to buy that. I'm gonna have to buy that.
What's the coverage like on it?
Good.
Is it comparable to the CC?
Yes, okay. I think so. I mean, if anything, like 10% less maybe, but I still feel it's there. I mean, you'll see the advertising, they still show a woman with a lot of redness and then it being covered. And I think it is that slightly more moisture. I wouldn't say it's greasy. I wouldn't say it's overly oily. It just again, it's like your skin on a really great day with some coverage, but still, and also it dries down. That's what I liked about it. It didn't feel sticky or anything. Sometimes when it goes dewy.
Tati reviewed it too, and she really loved it. So, and I love me a Tati video.
I love me a Tati. And I know she said it itched her. I know some people
she
you
has
have.
Very sensitive skin. Yeah, right?
And I had no issue at all.
I also love how we're talking about it. Like, we know like, her. Oh, Tati has really sensitive skin. Hi, Tati. You're probably never going to hear this, but we're now talking like we know you, which now reminds me. We were going to dedicate this episode to Manny and we haven't done it because we're terrible human beings.
Well, when we get to the palette that we're going to talk about later, we can make that dedication.
And maybe just next episode, we'll just do it in character as Manny, both of us, because we're both Manny obsessed. But anyway, that's my problem and we'll get back to that. But yeah, I have got it. Okay, so I bought it. I did the same thing. I saw it in the shop and I totally forgot that I bought it and I took it to England. Well, because I took it to England with me and I only just unpacked that makeup bag.
I forgot that I brought it.
Such a shithead.
Sorry,
no, I was basically like bullied into buying it in the shop, which took no bullying.
I was gonna say that was like, would you like it? Yes, I'll have 10.
Yeah, like just one in every color. But I put it in a makeup bag that was packed away, and then I just got it back out and was like, oh my god, I was looking for this. So I was really happy. So I haven't massively tested it out yet, but I am going to try it now because you have sold me, even though I have already bought it.
I love it. I love it. And again, I sort of looked at it being like, oh, another IT Cosmetics foundation. What's this one going to be? And I think as I was reading, I was like, I don't wear my CC cream anymore. And I did like it, but why is that? And I think it felt heavy to an extent, maybe, considering it's supposed to be like a tinted moisturiser.
It's not a tinted moisturiser. It's
It's a full coverage foundation, whereas this, you're going to get the coverage, but you can sheer it out. And I think, again, it's that thing for lazy days. I think like busy mums will like this. Anyone who's kind of on the go and wants quick coverage, you're going to get this with your moisturiser and your SPF and for the win.
My CC cream's in my gym bag because it does cover up redness so well. Yeah. So I'll do it after I've been to the gym because
I'm interested to see what you think about this.
I'll let you know. I'll let you know. My next one is something that we actually really haven't talked about very much.
Have we not?
No, I know, which is bonkers because I know we both are in love with them.
Yeah.
It's the Glossier Lid Stars.
Yep.
And all of them. I've got two with me because they were the two I was playing with earlier. But I love them. I love them so much. Yeah. They are so good, you guys. I was really apprehensive when I saw them. I was like, ooh, it's dumb test tube packaging. And like,
I like the packaging straight away.
I felt a bit silly because I was like, I'm going to break it or it's going to drop and break because they roll around on my counter. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to shatter. But they don't because they're plastic. So I'm not saying like throw them at the patio and see what happens, but they will stand falling off the table. Trust me. I think they're really versatile. I think they blend beautifully. I think they build beautifully.
Yeah.
They mix together beautifully. I love them and I cannot recommend them enough. And I know, you know, Glossier is one of those brands where it's a bit of a Marmite these days and people either love it or they don't love it. but these are 100% solid gold wins for me. I can't get enough of them.
I think they're so easy to use. And I think a lot of friends I have love the idea of cream eyeshadow and they're like, oh, but it just seems so faffy. And like, they're more afraid of it than powder blending, which I always find fascinating to me. I always think powder blending is much more of a skill.
Yeah.
Whereas I think these, I remember when Glossier first brought them out and I actually was lucky enough to do some sponsored work with them on this. And I remember thinking, oh, I really hope it sets because as much as I love my RMS eyeshadows and things like that, they do move about. And I think what's great with this is that you almost get the look of like a cream product that sets and then is long lasting. Yeah. And that's really hard to do, to get a long lasting cream product that looks sheer, but you can still build them, you can layer them really well, and they layer really well as well with the different colors. So yeah, for me, these were a hands down win. And again, they're stayed in my pro kit. I really like using them on top of powder shadows as well. You know, they're a very versatile product.
I like a powder on top of them as well. Mm. I mean, I take them away with me now when I travel because I know they're going to last.
Yeah.
They make me so happy. I love them. I will say if you want something that's a bit more pigmented, you don't want to have to keep building them because they are very sheer. You do have to build if you want the pigment that you see in the tube.
Yeah.
If you want something that's easier to get that coverage straight away, the Stila Shimmer and Glow, not so much the Glitter and Glow because they're very glittery.
The Shimmer one,
the Shimmer and Glow that doesn't have as much glitter in is a very similar concept, but it's harder to work with because it is way more pigmented.
Yeah.
And I don't think they dry down quite so well.
Yeah.
But that's an option too. And I love those too. But the Lid Stars, man, they're so good.
So good. What have I got? Let's have a think. What do I want to talk about? Okay, I'm going to go for another affordable option. I think you've mentioned Lottie before, Lottie Makeup, which is, or Lottie London, as it's known. I believe this is available in Superdrug in the UK.
It is, I believe.
Now, this is Lottie London Tan Time Bronzer, which is a bronzing powder, and it's a matte bronzer, which Yay. I find really hard to find on the high street or kind of the drugstore options. Yes, they do exist, but I still find they either feel really chalky and I don't know, there's not the same. I think it's quite a hard product to get
really
right.
It's really hard to get a good matte bronzer.
And I have this in the medium dark shade, so I am actually quite tanned at the minute for me, so I can get away with this. And it is lovely. There's no orange in it. It's completely like terracotta.
It's
like a terracotta bronze.
Oh my god, yeah, that's beautiful.
It's stunning. It feels like butter. I think it's incredible value. I can't remember how much it was, but I remember it being like, again, we're definitely talking under £10.
Yeah, for
probably
sure.
Even less
if it's
than
Lottie.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Super, just beautiful quality, guys. And I remember being sent this and being like, oh, yeah, I'll play with that. And I used it again on an Instagram stories recently and was like, holy, that's amazing. And again, I would double it up as eyeshadow. I feel like this is a great one to take away for holidays. And this really lasted as well. So beautiful. Really, really good job, Lottie
as
London.
As soon as I put that on the back of my hand, I was like, I want that on my eyes.
Yeah, it is. It's beautiful. It's really so smooth. Pretty. It's creamy, blends easily. And again, it looked great like towards the end of the day as well. So love
There's
that.
A lot of stuff in the Lottie line I like. Yeah. Like I like even the little stamp eyeliners that they do, you know, with the eyeliner with a stamp on the end, which is super fun. Yeah. And you don't want to spend a lot of money on something like that anyway. I think they do that really well. They have an eyeliner that is a wing stamp.
Love it.
And you know, yes, it's bargain price, so the eyeliner itself might not be the world's best value. It's gonna run a little bit if you don't prime properly and powder, but if you prime and powder, I had no problems with it, and I actually got a really pretty shape from the wing.
Nice.
So I really like the
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for, but you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Lottie stuff. I think they're doing that really well. I've got a couple of lip products that I want to talk to you about. I'm really surprised. Okay, so even, no one's going to believe me, but I even surprised myself with these. The Too Faced Lives of Festival collection, I was not over enamored with. It was very rainbows, unicorns. You know, it was just the kitschiest end of kitsch for Too Faced, which is the end of Too Faced I try to avoid. But they had some color changing lip balms. Well, technically, I think it's their cream lipstick formula, but they're color changing lip balms. And we all know how I feel about color changing lip balm. We all know how I feel about the Dior Lip Glow, warm and fuzzy, warm and fuzzy. So when they came out with these four shades, I was all over it. I ended up buying three of them. I know. One was just like very pale and it just did nothing for me. It turned out to a very hideous, very, very rancid neon pink. Didn't work. But the two out of the three that I love, weirdly, is the mermaid tears and the unicorn tears. If you can overlook the names and the fact that when you put them on your lips, they're blue and they're green, they come out to the prettiest color changing tints. I even showed old Harry and Biggs the dog, who's back with us. Do you want to know about these Too Faced lipsticks?
Oh, yes, nice I stretch. Do. Yes, I do.
I was so surprised at how much I liked them. I swatched them in the store and thought, well, I'm not going to end up buying them. And then I did a whole loop of the store. And then by the time I'd finished, I liked the colours on my arm so much that I went back and swatched them on my lips.
Wait, is that what they look like now?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. When you first showed me them, I feel like they still look quite greyish, but I can totally see how they've changed
Isn't
now.
Isn't it pretty?
Very pretty.
This one, which is the pale blue. That's the lighter colour.
Which I'm not going to lie, when you first showed me, I was very concerned.
It's straight up blue and it's got blue glitter in it. It's not messing about. It is not like a subtle lip glow, nude, pretty lip.
No, it means business.
It's not messing about. It is fun. But I think it's the right side of fun. It's got the very pretty pale pink tint to it and then it's got this pale blue glitter. It's really pretty for a night out. It's really pretty just for a weekend lip.
Yeah.
I'm all about mixing it up, doing some fun stuff lately. And that makes it a little bit different. The green, which is the mermaid tears, just forgive the name. I just think that is stunning. It turns into such a beautiful berry pink stain, and then it's got a blue and a pink glitter in it, and it's microfine. You can, you know, it does read on the lip, but it reads so pretty. And I just think they're both genuinely interesting and new. And it's so rare. I've seen something from Too Faced. The last thing I've loved from Too Faced was that diamond highlighter.
Yes, which they get 10 points for.
They got 10 points for, and I will give them 8 points each for this.
We should do an episode where it's like, we get given 10 things and it's like, we could do the Eurovision of makeup.
Yeah. Nulpois for the glow job face mask. We'll talk about that another time.
Yeah, that's a whole other episode.
Ever again. But I just really love these. I think they're really fun. I think they're the right side of kitschy fun. The whole collection itself made me want to do a little bit of a sick in my mouth. The rainbow palette was gross. It just, and the shadows were fine, but these lipsticks are fantastic. Yeah. And then on the other end of the pricing spectrum, because these were far too expensive for what they are, that's the only downside. I think they were $22. And I was like, eek. On the other end, I've got one of the newly packaged CoverGirl products, the new sexy white and black packaging. And it's the Vitalist Elixir Lip Oil.
That looks very high end, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
I like it.
And I really like it. I like a lip oil, a tinted lip oil. And this to me, very, very similar to the YSL
very pretty
lip oils. Mm. It's very pretty. It doesn't feel tacky at all. It's got a really pretty tint to it. They were 2 for $1, I think, in my local CVS. They're really good. I worry about something like CoverGirl because I think, what if they lose their way and do they know what they're doing and what is the brand? And they're repackaging it, but only half of it's repackaged. And then they're doing the Katy Perry stuff and then they're doing doing that. And I don't really know what they are anymore. But if they're this, I'm into it.
Yeah, I like the packaging. This. It's very sophisticated.
Yeah, I've been wearing it a lot and it's just a really easy go-to lip for the day or the night.
All the night, yeah. What should we go with next? I'm going to go with another foundation. I feel like I am really having a moment with foundation.
I'm so excited for you.
I feel like this is very new territory.
I want this for you.
In my kit, I'm very... I do have my favourites and things I come back to, but obviously I'm always trying new formulations on other people. Whereas myself, I kind of... It's a time thing. I'm just like, no, I know what I like. In and out, done. This is Lord & Berry Cream Foundation, which I was introduced to on a trip in London recently. And I've got to say, first of all, I love the squeezy little tiny one. This is 50 mil.
Lovely. Oh, wow, really?
So you're getting quite a lot of product for more so than normal. It's cream foundation. Again, no SPFs. It's great for, I was going to say special effects. That's not what
it
I mean.
It's got a professional look to it.
It's got a professional look to it, but I feel this is kind of like mid-price point, I would say. I just love the formula of this. I'm trying to think what it's comparable to. It almost reminds me of like... the Suku cream in a pot.
Oh, wow.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Not, I mean, it's almost something now. I'm like, no, I need the two next to each other. But it's not like a normal liquid foundation. There is a creamy feel to it. It's very buildable. It has lovely coverage. Just beautiful for day and night. Only comes in 12 shades. So yes, I do wish it came in a lot more shades. However, the juice is absolutely amazing. And maybe if we encourage them, they might bring out more. So like I said, 50 mil. I feel like you get a lot for your money, which is nice. The packaging to me is genius. I feel like if every foundation came in this bottle, I'd be a very happy bunny.
Poster paints. Or those puffy fabric paints that you used
really
to get
when
you were a kid.
It really does. And they're super squeezy, so you can't break them.
It's hard because I think there's an element to it where it doesn't look sexy. So consumers might be like, oh, I don't want it.
That's it. But
I want that because I can see what it is. It's going to be
easy to use, easy to
travel with.
Yeah,
you're gonna get every drop out of it.
And you wouldn't realize there's 50 mil in there.
No, it looks tiny.
I think it looks tiny, and you sort of realize now with other foundations as well how much of packaging.
Yeah, well, I found that with the Marc Jacobs Shameless Christmas foundation packaging, because that was in the little squeezy tube and it looked tiny. But there was actually just a regular amount of foundation in there, although it didn't get on with that. The less said about that, the better. if that is a good dupe, ultimately for the Sukkie, we need to get it
I feel like I'm going to test that properly before I commit to that claim. I just feel like it's one of those foundations that I tried it and was like, this is something I may never have tried had someone not kind of introduced me to it. And I just think, like I said, really nice foundation. I do end up mixing two colors, so I know I get, but then I find with Sukkie they don't do loads of shades,
very
so
limited.
I end up mixing shades with that, and that's way more expensive than this. So, and I feel like Lord and Berry is one of those brands, you know, a bit like when we talk like Rouge Bunny Rouge, they're kind of like on the radar of people, but I think it's sort of, I've seen it in Selfridges and places like that, but if you do see it, definitely give it a go. I think it's definitely worth a look. So next I have, did you know Bleach London are doing makeup now, Lindsay?
I have heard this and I am excited.
It's really, really good, actually. This is, I want to say, in Boots and Superdrug. If not, I'm pretty sure it's in Boots. But again, this
I've definitely seen it in Superdrug.
Ah, okay. So well, it must be both then. So this is UK drugstore. I don't know if you guys can get this in the States. Apologies if you can't. But I'm sure our UK listeners once will be very excited that it's a UK thing you can get.
Sorry, America.
And I've heard a couple of things actually from there that have been really, really beautiful. The eyeshadows are great, but the product for me that really stands out has to be the, it's just called Bleach London Illuminati. Illuminati? Yeah, that's right. It is, of course, a liquid highlighter.
Yay!
It's got the pipette bottle. Now, what I will say about this is, I feel like before we had every single brand making this kind of product, I've seen every kind of version with endless amounts of glitter and very intense. So this has a true pearl finish. And what I do like about this is you can water it down, you can build it up. I think it is comparable to Cover FX, but like slightly less blingy in a good way. Like I feel like for me, this is more like ethereal sheen.
Oh my God, it's so beautiful.
And it looks so expensive. Like I think this was like £6 or something like that. And when I did look, I used it on my Instagram stories recently and I went to look at it and annoyingly people were trying to buy it there and then and it was already sold out. So that tells you how good it is. If you can get your hands on it, buy two. It's so affordable. It is in a glass bottle, so for travel that might be, I mean, you'll deal with it at £6.
Wrap it in a pair of socks, you'll be fine.
Let's be honest. It's just bloody brilliant and it's so affordable, guys. I feel like very much like a pro product, done really, really well. Like I said, really beautiful.
When I first put it on the back of my hand, I was like, oh, it's way too dark for me. Like it looks like there's tons of pigment and it looks like it's really thick, but it blends out so pretty. Yeah.
And you can't feel it on the skin. I think that's nice. It doesn't cake. It's a very, very thin formulation with pigment. But again, I feel like you could mix this into your foundation. You could add it to the top of cheekbones.
It'd be lovely.
A collarbone would be beautiful. So that is a real bargain. If you get your hands on it, get two of them. You won't regret it.
Oh, man, I just feel like we could do this all day. And we probably shouldn't because you've all got homes to go to. So I'm going to, like, I've got three that I want to do, like, dead bad. One is the Ciate Dewy Spritz. So this is something a couple of people have asked us about. It's obviously the idea of a setting spray. My voice sounds funny, it's because I'm shaking it up. A setting spray isn't new. And a radiance or illuminating setting spray isn't new. What I think is fantastic and new about the Ciate Dewy Spritz is it gives you the radiance and the glow without the glitter.
Yes.
So a lot of the setting sprays, Cover FX have one. I think there's a Scandinavia as well. In Scandinavia make the Urban Decay All Nighter spray. Or they used to, if they don't still, but I believe it is still All Nighter by Scandinavia. So they're the best ones for me, but they also make a glittery radiance spray, which a lot of people recommend it for brides because they're like, but it's radiance. And unfortunately, it's the same problem as the IT Cosmetics CC cream. It's not radiance, it's glitter.
Yeah,
and if you spray, you do beautiful, beautiful makeup, and then you
don't
spritz your face with glitter, there's no coming back from that.
No, don't do
it. You can't dab it off. Do not ever buy those glitter radiant sprays if you love your face. What you should buy instead is this Ciate Dewy Spritz. I can't really explain it. It's a witchcraft product. We interviewed Charlotte last year and I asked her if she used witchcraft in her product and she said yes. This is one of them.
Hot off the press.
You have to shake it up. It says shake to activate, which I like. So it reminds me of an Orangina. I enjoy that. And it goes from being just a clear bottle of setting spray to this absolutely gorgeous,
it's
iridescent,
like illuminized
pigment.
Yeah,
luminescent, stunningly beautiful fluid inside. The spritz is really fine.
Yeah.
I like to use it under my makeup. if I want to be like that little boost of hydration and I want to be extra dewy. And then what I've been doing on top, because something else we probably should talk about, we haven't, maybe at the end. I recently got my eyebrows microbladed. Can't get my eyebrows wet because they are healing and you're not supposed to get them wet for 2 weeks. That's a fun game.
Good luck with that.
That's a fun game, I'll tell you about. I'm going to do a full chat about the microblading on our next episode because they'll be healed by then, or at least halfway through the healing process. But you can't get them wet. That's fun. Biggs also agrees that that is fun. He is scratching because he knows how itchy they are because they are tattoos healing and they are dead itchy.
Oh, I bet
but you can't. Yeah, you can't touch them. Can't get them wet. It's fun. So what I've been doing with the dewy spritz is spraying it onto a beauty blender.
Genius.
And then dabbing it on my, just pouncing it very, very lightly. It's a manny word. Pouncing. I love him so much. So pounce it on my cheekbones, nose, chin, forehead, wherever I want to be dewy. I do feel like we've gone for a full reversal lately. You've turned into a total makeup monster and I'm there like dewying the shit out of my face.
I said this to Dave. I was like, it's weird because it is my job. So you would all think, Harry, this is so normal. Like, why would you not be like this? But I don't know. I feel like I'm turning into a baby monster.
Yes.
Like I am actually, I don't know. And it's funny as well, because I was saying, I think obviously of all my girlfriends, you're my most makeup.
Monster-like.
Yes. I'm trying to put it in a way. No, I think it's like, I think all my friends, like they're into makeup,
yeah,
but not to the level you are. And you bring it out in me, which is really nice.
I'm a makeup enthusiast.
You are. And I think when I'm with you, I get really like, oh God, yeah, I want that. Oh God. And it's nice as well, because we've both got quite different skin types. Yeah. I feel like, and we don't always love the same thing. So I'm always fascinated to see what you've got. And often there are a lot of things you've got that I really want too. Let's not forget.
This is what I love about the podcast though. Because I think this podcast has helped us all find each other. And that's what I find in the Facebook group. We're not alone. There's loads of us that want to talk about the difference between a dewy look versus a glossy look versus glass skin versus these things. But it's hard to find these people in our everyday life. It's like we should have a secret handshake. Even when I did the chat with Sally, it's like, even though I've known Sally a while, I would call Sally a friend. I had to think about that because I'm like, would she call me a friend? I think she would. I think we're friends. So I would call Sally a friend. But we've never sat down one-on-one and had that much of an in-depth beauty talk before.
Yeah.
And like within 5 minutes, we were just fully nerding out. And we just, there was so much we had to edit where we were just like, we just got so overexcited.
Yeah.
And when you find someone that shares that passion, and I guess it's in anything, it's awesome. And that's what this podcast is for me. This podcast is my favorite.
It's getting
thing.
Real deep.
It's got real, you guys. It's getting real in here. Dewy spritz, dead good. Really like it. I think it's been sold out in certain places, but check it out. Yes, because I genuinely love it. I saw a few reviews on Sephora when they were like, I don't get it, it's not doing anything. And it's like, no, it is.
What is it you think
it's going to do? Firstly, yes, you have to shake it. If you don't shake it, you only get the fixing spray, not the dewiness.
Yeah.
And it's not a gloss. It is a very subtle, pretty glow. And I really, really like it. I cannot rave about it enough. Thank you, CRT. We love it.
Love it for the win. What have I got left? Okay, so I have got from NYX, so another affordable one. I've been testing a lot of affordable products. I think I am going to do like a top 10 on my blog soon. On the channel, I will do some on YouTube because I know a lot of you guys have been asking for that. So, and I love my NARS Pro Prime Smudge Proof, the one that has like the longest name in the world. I can never remember it. It's basically an eye primer. the NARS eye primer, which is amazing. I do go through it quite quickly. So I was like, okay, I'm fine to keep that in my kit. But would you believe it or not? I'm a bit of a tight git when it comes to myself sometimes.
Madness.
With certain things. And I feel like eye primer, it's not a sexy purchase.
No.
It's one of those things there's got to be a cheaper one that's good that I can use myself so I can save my money for my nice skincare and the high-end products that I do like to spend on makeup. This is the NYX High Definition Eyeshadow Base. This is really bloody good. I think this was like $7, $8. It has the doe fur applicator. Now, I will say, when you first take it out, you think to yourself, this has got a tone in it.
It reminds me of the Urban Decay.
It's similar to the Urban Decay in terms of colour. But I feel like this one made my eyeshadows last just as long as my NARS one. So, and again, you can see it does go in. It blends out to quite, pretty much sheer invisible formula, same way the NARS one does. It even kind of like mattifies skin. So even if you got really oily eyelids, I think it's really going to lock that oil, get rid of the oil effectively. And yeah, it just did what it said on the tin. It made my eyeshadows last really, 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 really well. And I think for me, a good eye primer is the difference between a very affordable eyeshadow palette that's probably okay, and then without a primer, maybe will last like a couple of hours and then starts wearing off.
Yeah.
Then you put this bad boy on and suddenly you are getting like for like with a really expensive eyeshadow palette. So it's one to keep in mind, I think, if you know, you have a couple of very affordable palettes or you like eyeshadow, but you're kind of constantly changing colors, etc. Don't want to spend a ton of them. Get a good primer and you get more from them. And this was really, really good. So I'm very excited to have found a affordable option.
Love it. Love a bargain. I've got so many. I'm actually going to limit myself to one more thing. Biggs agrees. Biggs is like, enough is enough, ladies. It's time for a drink. you couldn't be more right, Biggs. It is margarita o'clock. So some of this I'm going to save for next time, because I actually think I've got some future highlights of the week here when I finish playing with them. There's one more thing I want to talk about. And when I say one more thing, there's like five things, but they're in the same collection. I finally got my mitts on the NARS Erdem collection.
Gasp.
Oh my god, it's so good.
It's better than I thought it was gonna
so
be actually.
Good. I ummed and I ahed and I looked at it for so long because I really felt like this was a hyped up one. This was hyped and hyped and hyped, and that has started putting me off, right, Biggs? Biggs agrees. He's like, no, I'm curious about this. I saw it on YouTuber channels.
He's coming back.
He's come back because he's curious. I got two blushes, so the Loves Me Not and the, what's the other one called? Loves Me. I should have, that was a giveaway, wasn't it? And then I got the highlighting pencil, the multi-use highlighting pencil, the lip palette and the eye palette. Starting with the packaging, it's amazing.
It's like artwork.
Even the boxes. I mean, they've got that soft touch matte black with NARS, but then they've got Erdem in gold.
It's very beautiful.
And then the sides of the boxes, the flaps are the eggshell blue, the dock egg blue.
Matching my nails today.
Matching your nails. Yeah. Very thoughtful. Thank you, Erdem. The dock egg blue flaps that is the Erdem color. I mean, we've seen that on the back of a lot of Erdem fabrics.
It's, I like to call it blue tack blue.
Oh, you're just lowering the tone.
Cheapening it
every time.
Sussies.
It's absolutely gorgeous. The packaging of then the actual products, it's the traditional NARS packaging shape wise and it's that sort of soft touch. Well, it's not as velvety, which I actually appreciate because I feel like
I think it's
the
not going to get dirty as quickly.
NARS gets so dirty, yeah. And this feels a little bit more resilient, but it's that same duck egg blue, not it's quite beautiful. Tiffany, a lot paler. The acetates inside that protect the product are stunning. They're obviously these floral patterns that come from Erdem. It's absolutely beautiful and it's making me want to cry. It's so perfectly executed.
Yeah.
And then unlike
attention
a lot of
detail.
The collaborations that have come out recently, especially designer led, I don't want to name any names, I will do it off this podcast if anyone wants to chat to me about it on the internet. The product itself is just as good as the packaging, because like what makes me so sad is when I see fantastic and well executed packaging that's got crappy product inside. This is not that. These are so beautiful. The pale pink Loves Me Not blush is stunning. It's such an interesting color on pale skins. I haven't seen it on darker skins, but I think on darker skins it would make a really pretty highlight.
Yep.
On me, with my skin being so pale, it is such an interesting blush. It's got that flesh tone, so you can keep it quite neutral, but you can build it up to get a really interesting flush. It's so pretty. I can't really explain the nuance of it without you seeing it on the skin. It is so interesting. Other shade, the Loves Me, is more of a sort of berry pink that again will be very, very, very pretty on dark skin tones, and on me it just gives a really pretty flush.
Beautiful.
The highlighting pencil I think is incredible. It's on my hand. It's been on my hand for an hour and it has not budged.
That's not going anywhere.
It does not move. Once it's on, it is set. It's a really pretty iridescent, almost ultraviolet, you would say. It looks like a white light under a black light.
Definitely.
It's so pretty for like inner corners, highlighting your brow bone, Cupid's bow. This is gorgeous.
Good for on the go as well, not messy.
Good for on the go because it's a pencil. Yeah. Yay, we love a pencil. Which then leads us to
the piece de la resistance
palettes. Yeah, the eye palette. I have one of the eye palettes. I got Fleur Fatale, which is the more taupey brown shade.
So pretty.
With the navy blue in. So there's sort of a quad that you could make very easily that's a cream, a shimmery cream, a matte taupe, and then two sort of shimmery taupes. One's a little bit minkier and one's a little bit pewterier.
Yeah.
Of getting really, like, I mean, it's nuance at this point. It really is. And then there's this steel grey blue shade.
Beautiful.
And this gorgeous sort of burgundy.
Yeah, I love it.
Like, almost a sheared out burgundy, a paled out burgundy.
Aubergine.
But they're gorgeous. Yeah. And the acetate on here again is stunning.
You can't throw that away, can you?
No,
that's
you
too
can't.
Beautiful.
And I always throw that stuff away. It's too pretty. Maybe I stick it to my wall. It would just be, or to a window.
It
it's
looks
just
so,
so
good
pretty.
Though with the palette. Oh,
it really
attention
does.
To detail
it's
done
so well.
Well
edited.
Yeah.
The formula on these eyeshadows is great. It's like the Wanted Narcissist yeah. palette, which I loved. So I was super excited about that. And then we've got the lip powder palette. Have a minute. Right. We need. Yeah. I was like, have a minute and like light a cigarette and put some sexy music on.
I've got Stevie Wonder on in my head. Like.
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, full Sam Cooke for this.
Oh.
It's so sexy and it's so good.
I think we're going to see this being a big trend, guys, as well. The lip powders. This is going to be like a big.
Yeah,
we're
going to
see this trickle down into the high street. I
Chanel's
think.
Done it right, and yep. Benefit did it recently. Yep. There's a Revlon. There's a couple of Revlon options out there right now. So it is coming out. It is coming down. And I've always sort of scoffed at it and just been like, well, "What's the difference between a lip powder yeah. and an eyeshadow that you just put on your lips?"
Yeah.
But there's something about this formula that has nailed it. It is stunning. It is a stain.
Yeah. The most beautiful shades. Like the shades are insane. Like the red is my perfect red. I'm so into my pinks right now. I mean, it looks beautiful in the palette and I'm actually wearing it right now. And obviously because it's a powder, it is very drying. But
it doesn't look dry though.
No, that's the thing. It doesn't look dry. And I feel like you get such an editorial finish. If you like that blurred edge without really having to try, I feel like this isn't the kind of thing where you're going to need extra brushes or anything.
No,
it does come with a brush that is the perfect shape. It's slightly pointed and domed. Honestly, you can make that blurred lip trend look very wearable, very easily. You know, it's completely foolproof and it looks beautiful.
You are wearing it. It is not wearing you. That's like my...
Oh, thanks, babe.
But it looks like... Do you know what I mean? It just looks like you've had that on your face forever. Yeah. It looks like it's part of you. It's absolutely stunning. So the lip powder palette comes with a balm and then the four powder shades that you can mix and match and blend. I really expected to be a bit turned off by this.
Yeah.
This was a bit where I was like, this is you wasting your money. You're never going to use this. And I can't believe how much I love it already. I think it's absolutely stunning and so versatile and so much fun for something to be this beautiful, this well executed, this high quality and still be fun. Like, are you kidding me with this, Nars? So just more of this, please. And like more collaborations with Erdem because I cannot say enough good things. It's making me want to go out and buy the other eyeshadow palette and the lipsticks.
It's going to happen, I think.
I feel the eyeshadow palette is coming on. I feel that coming because I just can't get over how much I love it. It would be my highlight of the week if I hadn't already got another highlight of the week and I could choose one thing.
Yeah.
I can't. They are all incredible.
That's
so
the tricky thing about highlight of the week.
Hard work, man.
So my last one is from a beauty app, which is called Hush. Some of you may or may have not heard of it. Again, for those of you who want very, very similar palettes to things like Anastasia Beverly Hills, the Huda palettes, I'm trying to think who else would we say is Urban Decay
for sure,
Tarte
for sure. It's the Hudas, the Anastasias, stars of this duping show.
They really are. And again, politics aside, they're good. So they have a brand called Bad Habit. So that is the actual brand that is carried on the Hush, the app.
Yeah. It's an app you download from the App Store.
Yes. It's free to download.
Yes. And it's an online shop, basically, but you have to do it through an app.
And I had free shipping with these. I think it was over like $30 or something.
I think it is,
They came literally within like 2 days. You get mirrors in the palettes. Guys, I don't want to like these because, again, without going into the politics, I feel all kinds of wrong, but they are so good. Even some of them are kind of better than the... I mean, it's so...
I know. Because I am so hatefully inspired by Manny today. Like, because I'm now obsessed by Manny. I am going to pimp him one more time. he made a video testing some of these out.
Which is the best way to
see it. Not these
ones,
I think. But he tested some of the other palettes.
From the same brand.
Compared them to the products that they are inspired by. Yeah. So we'll link to that in the show notes, because I think that's the best way to explain it, for you to see it with your eyes as to why this has been such a big, because yeah. we've been talking about this for a while.
And
we've
I didn't had these for a little like while. Same. I didn't want to like it. Lindsay brought them and I was like, oh God, I'm going to have to buy them.
I saw them on Manny's channel and I was like, yes. I have to know.
You forwarded me the video. I watched them. I was like, damn, that's enticing. I think I managed to get a set of four for $30.
Yeah.
So there was four eyeshadow palettes, all with 9 eyeshadows in each. I have one that is like a rosy tone palette, lots of pinks, kind of cranberries. There's a really warm one that has kind of nice oranges.
I know you don't want to say it. I'm going to say it. They're the Huda Obsessions palette.
They are
the Huda Obsessions
you
palette.
You guys go on the Hush app, have a look at them.
It's terrifying.
You'll know what we mean. It's terrifying. I don't know what this holds for the future of makeup.
Yeah.
Again, very mixed.
How are they getting away
dilemma.
With it? I don't know.
I don't know how they're not being
but
sued.
From a perspective of whether or not these are good, they are so good.
I have
the Huda yeah. Smoky palette, which is the one you're holding a inspired by version
in inverted
right now.
Commas.
And I got the two out and compared them, and there is no comparison. They are both, I mean, they're both fantastic. I love the Huda palette,
yeah.
but they're so good.
I mean, the scary thing is I'm like, are they made in a different factory? Is it the same factory? Like, that I have so many questions. If I was allowed yeah. to like really get into the nitty
yeah,
gritty
no,
of the know it all, it is
a
whole other episode. And you know, let us know if you guys want us to go into that into further detail, but nonetheless I'm mentioning them because they are really 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 good.
Yeah.
And like I said, I don't want them to be good. I feel like I want to be like, no yeah. you know, and oh, like I said, moral dilemma, etc, etc. They're good. They're really good. So I have the After Dark palette. So the four that I actually have that I bought for myself is the After Party. And then I have After Hours. And then there's like an electro colourful one, which is beautiful, called Aftershock. All four, again, they all, yeah, we've said it.
Yeah.
They're really bloody good though.
And
so
$30
for
four palettes.
$30.
And if we were to compare them with something that they are a direct ripoff of, I think, are they $24 the Huda?
I think 26
Obsession?
Or 24,
26?
Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean,
each.
They're slightly under 30 each. And this is 30 for four. palettes. $30 for all four palettes.
We may have just been blacklisted from Huda for the rest of our
life. She's not sending us stuff like this. I love Huda. I think her palettes are absolutely stunning. I think she is one of the first influencers that I've been aware of that's done it and done it
well,
so
yeah.
well. That Desert Dust palette makes me want to cry tears yeah. of joy. She needs to talk to someone about this.
She does.
Because that's another, as we've said,
it's
but this is
topic
just
for
us letting
day.
You know that these
it's
are good.
Good,
that we have used them, that they are fantastic. We've been asked, so that's where we're at with them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't get over it.
No, I mean, it's such a big discussion, and I feel like, irrelevant all the stuff aside, they're just really really good. You know, if you are on a budget and you want some beautiful eyeshadows, you're not going to be disappointed with these. They really are good. The quality is there. Again, whack that NYX high definition eyeshadow base underneath. I mean, even without an eyeshadow base, guys, they are so pigmented, they blend beautifully, they are just as good, equally on par with my high-end eyeshadows.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they're doing it. I don't know what they're doing, how they're getting away with it, etc., where they're being made.
It's more witchcraft.
But
I'm telling you, it's more witchcraft.
Yeah.
Someone needs to look into witchcraft in beauty.
Yes.
Because it's definitely a thing. That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
Oh man, we had so many favorites.
So many.
It's just been it's a real purple patch for beauty at the moment, I think. I think beauty's going through such a happy time.
Yes.
Of amazing products at all ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
If this is the future, I like it.
Yeah.
So keep it up, everyone. Full round of applause, top marks. Biggs agrees. Biggs fully agrees. And if you can't get approval from a dog, do you know what I mean? What are you in this game for?
What are you going to do?
That's what I want to know. Oh, you know what it's time for? Highlight of the week. Biggs just gave me the worst side eye I've ever received from a dog. I'll have you know, Bigglesworth, that is a very famous song and we are well known for it.
Oh,
and I won't
him.
Have that judgmental dog attitude. You don't get this with cats. You don't get this with cats. Anyway, highlight of the week.
He's had enough.
Biggs has had enough,
yeah.
So we're trotting
he's
on
ready
with
for
this.
Walkies. Oh, don't say out loud.
He didn't move. You got away with it. It's okay. W-A-L-K. I have got a highlight of the week, which I'm so excited about. I bought this in London. It's another of my bargain buys. I actually bought this. I was in Superdrug. What was I looking for? I was looking for the Makeup Revolution concealers.
They were sold out.
So I couldn't get them. So I was like, well, I'm not going away empty-handed because I'm a monster. So I bought a bag of Haribo. And I also bought this Gosh Lumi Drops.
Amazing.
So it is a illuminating blush is what it says it is. I have the shade Rose Blush, which is 008. It's in a little tiny, again, poster paint. Collection theme of the day. Little squeezy bottle. You can see the color through the bottle. It's really handy. It travels really well. It's tiny, squeezy, plasticky goodness. It is so pretty. I bought it and then it took me a while. I don't know why. I was just like, oh, it was one of those things I bought because I saw it. And then, but I wasn't excited. I hadn't bought it for a reason other than like, oh, I could use more.
I need another piece of makeup.
No, but like, I did want more liquid blushes because my skin had been quite dry. And I was like, I'm trying to use more cream blushes and more liquid products to try and get that sort of, because I'm turning into you, to get the like dewy glow back into my skin. So I thought I'll give it a shot. And it is exactly what it says it is. It is almost a gel texture. When you squeeze it out, it's so pretty. This color on me is like a very pretty corally rose. I can't believe how pretty it is. And then it's almost like a gel when
it's
you squeeze
gilet,
it out.
It's like a gilet, isn't it? When it's like gilet sort of glossy.
Because it doesn't sort of melt straight away into a liquid. It's not runny. It gives you some texture with it. But then it shears out beautifully.
Oh, so nice.
I will just take it and then like pat it into my cheeks and diffuse it that way. Build it up slowly. A little bit goes a long way.
Yeah.
You can't really overdo it. Easily you can, obviously, but it's very, very easy to work with. It's not hard, it's not intimidating, it's so pretty. And then it leaves behind a stain, so it's there all day. If I'm really making an effort, I'll do it with a damp beauty blender, and then it just looks like my face, it looks like my skin.
There is nothing
about this that looks like makeup. It looks like skin. It looks exactly like my skin blushing.
Amazing.
I can't get enough of it, and it was so cheap. It's such a reasonable price. I haven't used a lot of stuff from Gosh.
I used to really like their eyebrow powders. I used those a lot in my early days of YouTube. They were really, really good. And I remember they did like some of the crayon pencil powder, cream powder shadows that were really good as well. So I have tried. I really liked.
Yeah, it's making me want to go. Next time I'm in London, I'm definitely going to look more of their stuff because I absolutely genuinely love it. I haven't stopped using it. I use this with the K-pop Afterglow highlighter from Superdrug. And it's like, both products are like under 12 quid, I think, together.
Amazing.
And it's just the prettiest real skin, but with like, it looks like a filter. It looks like a filter because it doesn't look like you're wearing any makeup because they're both just juicy, sheer, gorgeous, healthy skin products. And I just can't say enough good things about it. I absolutely love it.
Yeah. So my highlight of the week is one that I've been using for quite a while now, and I can't believe I haven't mentioned it on the podcast. At least we don't think I have.
We don't believe that you have, but
correct
this is
me
our
if I'm
31st
wrong.
Episode.
Oh, wow. If we get to 50, we're going to have another cake.
I was like, if we get to 50.
If
we live as long as 50.
If Lindsay hasn't brought every entire makeup product that ever existed by that, then maybe nothing left to talk about.
It's entirely
possible.
Happened
to you where you've been in a Superdrug and you've been like, I've got that. And then walked out and been like,
I've totally done it in
everything.
Sephora where I was like, there's literally nothing I want to buy. And not because I own everything in Sephora, but just like, there's nothing that I'm excited about because I've got all the things that excite me. I'm horrible. This is why my accountant hates me. Anyway. Tell me about your product, Harry.
Well,
tell me
I've
about
got,
your product.
Yeah, moving on. Like, just swift the attention away.
Right, thanks. He's with me.
So it's an Hourglass foundation stick. It is the Vanish foundation stick, to be more precise. The one that was in the triangular shape, which I quite enjoy.
Yeah.
I feel like when that first came out, I was like, well, is that necessary? But yeah, it gets into the nooks and crannies.
Turns out it
very
is.
Well. Yeah, it turns out. Not just marketing. Very good. And like I said, I'm always the one that's late to the party. I feel like I like to wait for the hype to be over. And then I sort of go, well, I'm interested now. Now I'm going to have a look at it.
She thinks she's better than us. That's that bloody difficult eyes.
No,
think
you know
she's
what I mean,
clever.
Though? Sometimes when everyone else is using it, you just think, oh, I'm not. It feels like it's everywhere.
Yeah.
So then you don't feel excited.
Well, and it's like I said with the Nars Erdem. If I feel like something's overhyped, it turns me off.
It is weird. I mean, this one definitely was an accidental discovery, should we say, I was speaking with a lot of people at Hourglass, and we were talking about other products, and we were talking about the foundations in general, and I was like, oh yeah, I don't really wear stick foundations. Yes, I do always mention the Tom Ford foundation stick, which I love, and I use that especially on drier skins. I really like that because it's very, very emollient and moisturizing. However, it's not always my go-to for myself. It's more a pro kit thing that I like. So they were like, no, you must try it, and try it with the brush. So again, my cynical head was like, marketing spiel. Anyway, I did. I persevered. I tried it with the brush.
That was so good of you to take their free products and persevere with them.
And I'm
such
a monster.
A champion. She's so good to sacrifice herself in such a way.
Oh, I can feel those stars slipping away.
We love you.
Forgive me. Yes. Anyway, I tried both and they were dead right. I feel like, you know, PR done well. It really does make a difference in this case. I don't know how. I don't know why. Obviously, you can use this with fingers. The coverage on me is good medium coverage. Yep. You could definitely build up to a fuller coverage. But for me, I like that I can still get coverage and it looked like my skin.
Yep.
It's really long lasting. I would say it's in between satin and dewy finish, which for me is perfect. Again, great range of colors. And I'm going to tell you about the brush, because the brush really is the kind of winning factor in why this is so good. So when I apply it, I kind of do draw a few lines with the foundation stick like everyone does in a comedy fashion, and then I buff out with the brush. And what amazes me is when I finish, I look at the brush, you see how like that looks kind of clean, doesn't it? I've not cleaned that this Ooh. So I've used it this Ooh, wait let pop. Me let me rephrase hold on before everyone gives me a whole load of hate hold on it's my brush and I've used it, it's not been cleaned for a week, so my own brushes on myself I clean once a week. My kit ones get washed every time I work. Fear not.
Don't
at me, all right? But the brush, when I finish using, once I finish buffing it, I look down and the brush looks pretty much clean still, which to me says that it's actually properly pushing the foundation around my face. It's not being absorbed by the brush, hence wasting load of product and not really doing anything.
It's very densely packed, isn't it?
It's very dense and it's got a slant, but it really does buff it out and it blends it without removing it as well, because that's the other thing I tend to find with stick foundations is they tend to sort of remove a little bit as you go in with a brush. So this, the Vanish Stick foundation with the Vanish Stick brush, are a massive win for me. And I was just so surprised. I really didn't think this was going to be something that I'd be as in love with as I am. And for me, this is my quick go-to base now. So if I'm on an early call time, this is my one that I put in my makeup bag and I can kind of do it in the car, not whilst driving. Again, don't at me. All the disclaimers. I feel like this is the one that is super quick. I can do it, you know, sort of in the back of a taxi, whatever, very, very quickly. And it's just really bloody good.
That's good. I have it and I've used it for a while. And it's one of those ones where I come back to it because of the convenience of it. And I think because my skin can be a bit more combination, I find that it breaks down on me after. It looks beautiful when I do it, and then I find that it breaks down a little bit on my oilier areas. You have literally now just converted me to the brush, because now I'm like, well, maybe I need to give it another try with the brush. That's where I've been up. But oh god, I hate myself. I love the finish and I love the look of it, and it's much better on my skin in the UK where I'm not as oily. Because we've established my skin changes depending on where I am. But I do love the finish of it. It's very, very pretty, and I like to draw pussycat whiskers on my face.
I do
and
that too.
Go from there. So that's always fun. So thanks for that, Hourglass.
Yeah.
Our joint highlight this week. I feel like we've done such a good job of talking about budget buys.
We're allowed to be a bit spendy.
We're allowed to be a bit spendy.
Hashtag spendy.
Oh God, yeah, this is fully hashtag spendy. And it is a product that we were sent this to try.
Yeah.
So I went into it slightly cynical because it's a very expensive product. And I am apprehensive and cynical about very expensive products. Because they have to be so good for me to be able to hand on heart say it's worth the money.
Yes.
And as we've established, obviously, this is our joint highlight of the week. So the fact that it is not only
crazy expensive,
it's crazy expensive, but it is exceptionally good on both of our skins.
Yeah, and we have very different skin
types,
guys.
Very, very different skin types. It took, you talk about the product before we talk about what it does.
So the product in question is Vintner's Daughter. I always want to say Vintner's Daughter Active Botanical Serum. This is 100% organic. I've actually got a blog post coming out, which I think will be live by the time this is out. I'm trying to think in my schedule now.
This will be out on May 1st.
Yeah, so there'll be a blog post on it with more details, ingredients, etc. on my blog. But this is 100% organic, like I said. It it is more of a, even though it has like an oil consistency, so you'd be forgiven thinking it's more of like a moisturizer, you are using this as your serum because it has botanical actives in, lots of very, very high in ingredients. And I feel like what they've done that's clever is they've taken ingredients that not just work singly brilliantly, they've actually really thought about the ingredients that go together so that they all make each other work even better. Every detail is thought of. Even the bottle is a violet Miron color, I think it's called, so that it only emits a certain amount of sunlight into it. The sun rays that actively enhance the product and how it works.
This is ridiculous. Which is, it's so good.
I mean, and also, like, you know, if you go on their, I do recommend going on their website and actually reading about the product, because I think as well it's been inspired by winemaking. So everything is selected at a certain time of year.
It's the daughter of a vintner.
There we go. I didn't know what that means, and I'm going to pretend I did.
Well, hopefully we're going to have her on the show and we're going to talk to her about it.
And like I said, we were under no...
This is hashtag
not sponsored. You know, we were given this with, asked if we'd like to try it, which we very kindly, you know, said thank you. And yes, we would love to try it, knowing that we would make our own decision about it. And I think, you know, this is premium skincare. It's obviously premium skincare because of the price tag. But I do feel like if you are very strict about wanting 100% organic products, and even if you're not into organic, you'll still love this. This isn't a product just for people who want organic skincare.
This is a product for someone that loves skincare and wants to take care of their skin and give it a real nourishing, nurturing product to put it to bed. So for me, if I'm going to spend money somewhere, but I already know I'm going to end up repurchasing it.
Yeah,
and
we get sent so much
stuff.
Oh, my skin's got expensive taste.
Yeah, we get sent so much stuff, and I so rarely end up having to rebuy. The things that I rebuy, like Elemis Pro Collagen Marine Cream and the Cleansing Balm, the Elixir Vitamin C Paste, they are the things that I love beyond the telling.
Yes.
That it's where I've said to myself, I'm not going to get better than this. Yeah. So I'm not going to pursue better than this. If I find it on my journey, this fantastic. But this has blown me away. It took me about a week. I started using it. First couple of nights, I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. And I had come off using my retinol because I got my microblading done and I expected my skin to start breaking out. I expected my skin to get dry, to freak out, as it always does whenever I come off my prescription retinoids. My skin looks amazing.
Yeah, you are glowing.
It is so...
No BS.
And I put it on at night, so I'll cleanse.
Yeah, I use it at night time.
Yeah, I do my cleansing routine, then I pump a couple of drops. There's a pipette in it. I use a couple of drops into my hands, do the therapist sweep of, like, you know, sweep my hands and then press it into the skin. You don't rub it in.
Get the good stuff.
Get it into your face. And it does feel like an oil. It's an oil consistency, but then my skin just drinks it up.
And it does
absorb.
I think this is what's clever about it. It's not like a normal kind of facial oil that it just sits on top and you kind of get like the wet pillow. It does absorb. And I actually still use a moisturizer on top, but also because I know this has got all the actives in that I need, I feel comfortable using a sort of more budget friendly moisturizer.
You can just use a winter coat moisturizer.
Exactly. And I think the thing with this is, you know, this has been a hyped up product. I feel like I see this on a lot of people's blogs. A lot of people talk about it.
It's very Insta friendly.
It is very Insta friendly. But, you know, you look at how much this sells. And I think there's a reason, you know, things have to go beyond social media. They have go beyond being do it for the gram, you know. And I do think this is a really, really lovely product.
Yeah.
And I feel very lucky to have received a bottle of it. Yeah. But like you said, I will have to repurchase
and
it.
This is where you put your money. If you have the money, it's worth it. If you are on a restricted budget, don't do it, because there are other products that you can get that are cheaper. They might not be the same as this. They'll do different things. But you have other options. If you have the money to buy this, this is a great place to put your money. You can compensate with a cheaper moisturizer. You can compensate with some of the products we've talked about today in your makeup kit that will be a lot cheaper. You know, I've spent $50 on concealers before today. The Clay Depot concealer that people love.
It's like $75.
Get yourself the ColourPop concealer and buy yourself this. You know, like you can make these things work if it's in your budget. You should never feel bad about it not being in your budget.
And
this
there
is a
are
luxury.
Other
this
things.
Is a joy.
Exactly.
It is so good.
Yeah.
And this is where your money goes. It goes in your actives. It goes in things that are genuinely going to transform and take care of your skin.
Yeah.
I can't work it out.
Beautiful. It really is like a multitasker as well. And I think the woman who formulated it, she said, you know, she wanted something to be on the market. She wanted to make something for the market that wasn't just organic and all these amazing ingredients, but things that actually performed and give results.
Yeah.
And I think that is the difference with this. You are paying for results. You're not just paying for... not to be mean, but like airy fairy names and labels and organic, you know, organic that doesn't do anything. This is organic, but it does stuff. And it's really, you know, put aside the fact it's even organic, this yeah. will make you have
it's
amazing
not, that's
skin.
Not even relevant. Yeah, yeah, it's just the
it's
fact
just
that
a
it's
bonus, but
a
it's
really, really, really good active serum.
Yeah,
it's not marketing speak. It's just no. really bloody
it's,
good.
Yeah, it's really, really bloody good. And yeah, I don't think there's much more to say other than that we both loved it. We have different skin types, and yeah. you know, we both happily are very happy to recommend it.
Yeah, I'm desperate to talk to her. Like, I really want to sit yeah. down with her and be like,
because also they only do this one product, this. And I think that for me, again, we've said before, when it's a precise edit or you know someone does one thing but does one thing so well, yeah. I'm so on board with
it's
that, and
passion.
I believe in it. Yeah,
yeah, and you can tell that with this. So yeah, yeah, so we're sorry, we love it.
Sorry,
but I know a lot of people have been curious about it because it has been so yeah. overhyped, and I'm really happy to say that this one's worth the yeah. hype. Love when that happens.
Yes,
love when that happens. Right, Biggles. He doesn't care anymore. He hasn't got skin. He's a doggy.
It.
Well, he has got skin, but it's under his fur. Anyway, he doesn't need it. It's real expensive. He's having a big stretch because he wants to come for margarita time. He can't have margaritas, but we can.
Oh,
I do want to say, before we go for margaritas, if you pop over to our Instagram right now, Full Coverage Pod on Instagram, we have got a giveaway on
we
our
have.
Instagram, which is very exciting. So if you go to Instagram and search for Full Coverage Pod, you will find a photograph of the Moonlit Skincare Midnight Shift Oil. Now, yeah. we talked about this a few weeks ago after the Independent Beauty Expo, and we both tried it and we both loved it.
Yeah.
It's a gorgeous, gorgeous sleep oil. It's full of good stuff. It smells incredible.
Yeah.
And they have very kindly given us a bottle to give away.
Thank you.
To one dear listener, that's you guys. Preface this before anyone gets upset. It's US only. We're very, very, very sorry, but shipping restrictions and the like, it is US only. But if you're in the US and you love skincare and you love a good oil, go over to... Oh, you just like free things. Let's be real. Go over to Instagram. Find the photograph of the Midnight Shift oil from Moonlit Skincare and just like it. That's all you've got to do.
You've just got to
like it. How good is that? And
nice
you're
and
in
easy.
With a chance of winning it. Do you know what? We might even throw in a mug.
We will.
You know what we should do?
Oh.
We should throw in a global mug. To make up for the
That's
oil
nice.
Being
yeah,
in the US.
Yeah, because we do feel bad about that when we can only yeah. offer it to one country. So
if the oil is in the US, for non-US people, we're going to throw up a mug competition. So
not like throw it in the air.
So we're not going to throw it up because it will break. I'm not, I am that stupid. But yeah.
There you go. A full coverage mug could be yours.
Yeah, so like that photograph. Like it and comment on it if you're in the US or in the rest of the world.
Good plan.
And that's how we'll know whether you're in the competition. We're making this very
it's
complicated.
It's very sophisticated, our methods.
It's a very sophisticated business that we've got. But yes, do pop along to Instagram, enter that competition. I love that oil. I took it with me when I traveled, and
yeah,
I do
beautiful.
Think it helped me sleep. I think it's so pretty.
Yeah, it's
it makes
really,
me
really nice.
Very happy.
And they make like silk pillows as well, which I'm super into.
They're just a classy company.
Yeah.
A lot of classy
Bougie.
Boards in this business these
I like
days.
It.
I like it a lot. You know what else I like? You guys. And I
that was so 80s DJ.
I'm trying my hardest. I would like it if you guys talk to us. So you could email us hello@fullcoveragepodcast.com. Probably done myself no favors with this episode. I'm going to get a lot of hate email. But yeah, hello@fullcoveragepodcast.com. Send us your emails. Ask us your questions. You can tweet us @fullcoveragepod. You can Instagram us @fullcoveragepod. You can join our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/fullcoveragepodcast. And you can join the Beauty Banter group. I love the Beauty Banter group. I've lost hours of my life in the Beauty Banter group.
I have lost many an hour. We are there, guys. Even if you don't see our names, we are there
yeah.
watching.
And we've got 1,500 members.
That's crazy.
On the Facebook group alone
that
right
is
now.
Crazy.
But it still feels like a really nice, close community.
Yeah.
So
some
there's probably
really
a lot of creepers
awesome
out there,
there
that are just reading, not posting. We see you. That's us. That's us too,
that's
to
us.
Be fair. But also, like, do pop along. Do come and have a chat. Any questions, the community is there for you. And I absolutely love it. Makes me so happy. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much for listening, guys. Don't forget, you can follow us @FullCoverage Pod on Twitter and Instagram.
We're just everywhere
@FullCoverage Pod. Again, like Lindsay said, email us should you want to get in touch. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. We'll be back in another twice week.
That doesn't make any sense.
I wanted to say thrice because I heard yeah, Prince William do it
weekly.
Earlier and he was like thrice the trouble.
Oh,
and I was
God.
Like oh so
sorry.
English.
I know, like now we're gonna be getting that all week. I say oh God and not with any problem. I'm very excited about the royal baby. I enjoy people having a baby. Congratulations as a baby. But what you don't understand is we have to live in this bloody country, and we're going to get, or for a week now, going, are you excited about the royal baby?
Have you met him? Royal
baby? Yeah. Do you know Prince William? Oh, thrice the trouble. They're just going to keep saying that to us.
I know, but I wanted to say it. Well, instead, we will say, wait, not twice weekly.
It's every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks.
So that we'll be back in 2 weeks.
I think it's time for the margaritas.
I think it's time for the margaritas.
Thank you so much, guys, for listening. See you in the next one. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.